Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi. Did your company used to own Silver Lake Nursing Home?
No, ma'am. This is Family First Home Care. Did you need home care services?
Yes, please.
How can I assist you?
I left December 2nd from
Okay.
Silver Lake Nursing Home. Okay. The girl didn't do her job until the 19th, and
Oh
she wrote
no.
up a check that was owed to me.
Oh
Okay.
no.
The bank will not accept it.
Oh
It is
no.
$4,500.
And she owes you this
And
money? These fucking nursing homes, they drive me crazy. They don't do their jobs the way they're supposed to. Then God forbid. Yeah, God forbid something, you can't get these things paid. You're gonna end up right back in the nursing home and you're gonna lose all your home and all your stuff. So did you call your care coordinator that released you from the nursing home to let them know this?
I don't have any phone numbers. And he doesn't do shit anyway. And I've been waiting. It was supposed to clear this Friday so I could pay everybody so I could get things for this damn apartment. Oh, but I'm supposed to do everything myself. That's what that damn ass coordinator, he's done shit nothing.
Oh no. Let me see what you have. Let me see how I can help you. What county do you reside in?
Silver
Okay,
Lake
what's.
Nursing Home, that
All right.
blue
Just take it easy. Take a deep breath, okay? I'm gonna help you, all right? What's your first and last name?
Tomlinson, Nancy.
Nancy, what's your first name? Nancy?
They forced me out within 2 weeks. They didn't do their damn job. Nothing was set up.
Nancy, how do you spell your last
Nothing.
name?
TOMLINSON. The check went to
What's
the
your date
new
of birth?
people, okay? 81367.
Your home address.
Well, now it's 2180 Veterans Highway, apartment 505, Levittown, PA 19056, and it's Foxwood Manor.
Let me check to see if you have an active waiver. Let me check to see what you have. Give me one second so I can
I've
get
been
you
in
some help
here
at
for over a
home.
month. I've
One
been
sec.
here for over a month.
Yeah, but
I
you don't
came
have
on
any
December
services, right?
1st.
Do you have anyone at the home helping you right now or no?
I got a person who comes and she doesn't even drive.
Oh my
And
gosh,
that
you
took
need
over
somebody
a
with
month.
reliable transportation, Nancy.
No shit. And then the guy, I didn't have a phone for like 2.5 weeks. And this phone is a piece of fill in the blank. Because
I
it's a
found you.
Motorola.
I found
You
you
found
through
me?
UPMC. You have an active waiver in place. I'm gonna help you, Nancy, okay? We have to get a hold of your service
Oh,
coordinator. We have to let them know what's happening to you, and we have to get a hold of these people. Now, who sent you the check? Who's supposed to send you the check? The nursing home?
nursing home on the 19th, they sent out the check.
Okay, what's the name
Oh,
of the
it was
nursing
supposed to
home?
be
Let me look
7 to 10
for it.
days later. It was Silver Lake, the one that blew up in the middle.
Silver Lake. Where? What county is it in?
I don't know which one it is,
Is
Bristol
it
or Bristol Barney.
Castleton Avenue, 275
No, no,
Castleton?
no. It's 905 Tower Road. It's
Wait,
the one that
Sil.
was in the news.
I don't know. I don't watch TV. Nursing home, one second. I don't watch TV just because of that. All right, Silver Lake Nursing Home. Give me the address. I'm looking it up.
It's 905 Tower Road.
Tower, TOWER, Tower Road.
Yes,
All right, give me one second. Let me do
Bristol,
a reverse.
PA.
Bristol Health and Rehab. Is, you know why you can't find it? because it's not called Silver Lake Nursing Home. It's called Bristol Health and Rehab. All right. It's temporarily. Why is this place closed down? Nancy? 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 Hello? You must have muted me, Nancy. Yes. Did you mute
Sorry.
Me? That's okay. Don't worry about it. Listen.
Really? All right. I'm not kidding.
All right. I need you to write down the number. It's called Bristol Health and Rehab Center.
Yeah, I know what it's called, but it used to be called Silver Lake, and the check is under Silver Lake.
So it says here, Silver Lake Healthcare Center is a skilled nursing facility in Bristol. It's called Bristol. Yeah, it's called Bristol Health and Rehab now.
I know that. I know that.
All right, so let me give you the number.
What, they have a new number now?
I don't know what number you're calling, but you told me that you can't get a hold of anyone there. So I'm giving you the number that's online.
Hold on, hold on. Let me get 10.
Take your time.
Because I only have, you know, and then you know, I as soon as I heard there was an issue, I was calling my friend, thinking, because I knew where they were all going to be, you know,
right?
Because they would be playing bingo at that time. And I was calling her phone, making it ring so that way they could find her.
Oh, no. That's very traumatic.
Now she's in the hospital, and I was talking to her all the way up until this past weekend when the witch of an operator said, oh, I can't put you through.
Why she can't put you through? Yeah.
Yeah, they couldn't put me through. Moron. All right, Bristol. Is Bristol what? Care? Now, what's the new name again?
It's called Bristol Health and Rehab Center. That's the one that you said is located in 905.
Yeah, 905. See, this is the stupid phone.
Tower Road in Bristol.
You can't even be in your apartment. Okay, go ahead.
It's I got here 215-785-3201.
I've been calling that, and it's not going through.
Let me try to see if I can get you another number. 1 second.
Okay. Let me go back into the other place.
I have here an 833.
833?
Uh-huh. 816.
816.
0049.
0049. 833-816-0049.
It says this is the number where you would call to ask for reviews and amenities. Maybe from there you could get a live person to tell you why isn't anyone answering your calls at the 785 number, okay?
Reviews and amenities.
And how much it costs to be there. So this is their marketing, probably, their marketing number. But you're able to speak to somebody live to get you, you know, to answer at least why aren't they picking up the phone at the other place.
I don't even have a copy of that check anymore. I have the, you know, the other side of the, you know. But, I mean, it's a mega check for which I was going to do everything with.
Why can't they just send the direct deposit to you? Tell them that you don't want a check mailed to you. Tell them that you want it directly.
I can't do anything. I didn't even get my Social Security check.
Oh, no.
I called up and they said, oh, well, you can't do anything because we need the router number and this. And so that's when I called and the girl did something. But, you know, I was going to call today and find out where the hell is my Social Security check. It better not have gone back to the goddamn place.
Right. You get it. You get it. You get it, Nancy. Calm down because you're not going to be any use to yourself. if you let yourself work yourself up to hysteria, okay? I'm going to help you. I'm going to submit a referral so that our specialist can get a hold of your coordinator, and we're going to get you some consistent help, okay? What's your schedule like? What? How many hours a week were you approved for home care?
Oh, I was approved for 35, but I only asked for Monday, Wednesday, Friday. But she's sitting here looking at my face because I can't do anything. I can't even wash my goddamn clothes.
Yeah, that's unacceptable. That's not acceptable. We're going to get you the help you need. All right, Miss Nancy, hang in there, okay? I'm going to give you some of my information. Since you're writing down the information for Bristol Circle, write down my name. It's Jasmine, J-A-S-M-I-N.
Wait a minute.
And this is, go ahead, take your time. This is Jasmine with Family First Care. It's a new home care agency. You're going to start fresh with new people, new caregivers that actually care. And you're going to have to deal with all those other stupid people, okay?
Because they couldn't even get anybody.
Oh, my gosh.
They couldn't even get anybody. And then I tell the girl, I said, do not come. But if you do come, you need to be here by 9:30 because I'm leaving. She sat here all day.
So you want a start time of 9:30, correct?
No, 10.
10 a.m. Got you. And would you prefer a female or does it matter?
No, female, please.
Female preferred. And with a reliable transportation.
Yeah.
So if they could run errands.
Doctor's appointment, and it took up until yesterday for it to clear, but they didn't say how much it was costing. But yet the coordinator said, oh, I told you. Bullshit. Pardon my language.
That's
they don't tell you shit. They don't do shit. All it does is bitch. I'm sorry. I can't take it.
You're doing good, Nancy. Take a deep breath.
Get that hellhole. You know what they did to me? You don't want to know.
Oh, no.
They took me before the board of directors to say that I was hurting my roommates, which is a damn lie.
Oh, no.
Damn lie. And even the judge was like, where's your example? There were none.
Exactly.
They were putting people in my room when they belonged in another section so they could be evaluated. I have severe sleep apnea where I stop breathing every other minute. Nobody ever came to the goddamn room.
Oh, no.
They expected me to walk halfway up the hallway to go to the nurse, and I was freaking dizzy. I fell 6 times. I was ready to be stabbed in the back in the middle of the night by a crazy woman, but yet I get...
Oh, my gosh, Nancy. That's a horrible experience.
For 7 months, I told them the orthotics were wrong, and I've had 2 infected toenails for 6 weeks.
Oh, my gosh. You're lucky to be alive and out of there.
I have a heart condition because they wouldn't listen to me, and I might be allergic to the hardware in me.
Because are you getting an allergic reaction?
I might, but I don't know how much that test is going to cost. But, I mean, they did nothing. They did nothing.
All right, Nancy.
First. All right. What's your phone number?
Yep, 267-551-7410. That's 267-551-7410.
Okay.
I'm gonna submit a referral so that our specialist can get a hold of you and get your service. Do you know who's your service coordinator from UPMC?
Yeah, Justin Newman.
Justin Newman.
A jerk from the beginning because we were talking to one another in the nursing home on a crappy phone and it hung up. I didn't do anything. You know what I mean? I did nothing. And I took 15 minutes to call them back. And he goes, you hung up on purpose.
Oh my gosh.
You don't even know me. I haven't had pain meds in 6 weeks.
Oh my gosh. Sounds like you're in a bad spot.
They sent me to the goddamn spinal farm for no goddamn reason.
Oh.
I lost 20 pounds. They took me off my meds. You name it.
Wow. All right. Do you want me to transfer you now to someone that could further assist you so they can help you with getting out of that agency into an agency with us? Do you want me to do this now?
I don't know. I need to get this check.
Call your people. Call your people about the check. Call Bristol Circle. I'm going to have our agency get a hold of you when you're done. Okay? Call those people first.
Yes.
All right? Keep my information because they're going to call you from family first. Okay? Hang in there, Nancy. You got this. Okay? In the meantime, I'm going to be identifying a female aide for you. Okay?
Thank you.
All right, honey. Hang in there. Good luck getting that check. All right? Call me if you need me. Bye-bye.
Bye.